Good morning to you. Good morning, good morning. It's great to stay up late. Good morning to you.
This is WPTF Radio, Raleigh, North Carolina, and I'm Reese Edwards.
Hello, everybody. Atlantic Coast Conference Tournament basketball is on the air. This is Wally Ausley.
This is Bill Jackson speaking.
Hello, everybody. Welcome now to Sportsline. Gary Dornberg with you.
I'm Tony Rixby, WPTF News.
Hello, this is Charles Carroll, CBS News of WPTF in Raleigh.
Well, hello, everybody. Welcome back to Carolina Newsmakers. I'm Don Curtis.
Hello, friends. This is Bill Friday, WPTF in Raleigh.
I'm Ruth. Rufus Adviston on the Weekend Gardener.
Now, here is your moderator, Tom Kemp.
Thanks for watching this week's NC-SPIN.
Now, here is Dave Kaiser.
Hi-yo, well, that's good.
This is Art Devine.
This is Robert St. John in the NBC Newsroom in New York.
The Monitor edition of News of the World.
Debnam views the news. And now, here is Mr. Debnam.
Good afternoon, everyone.
Yours truly, Sam Beard
and Jim Reed
and Carl Gert.
Thank you, Sam, and greetings to all of our listeners.
This is Harriet Presley, WPTF in Raleigh, North Carolina.
Wayne Ennis standing by now with a check of the latest news.
WPTF News presents Regional Report, a digest of late happenings throughout the area.
This is Bill Ellis.
This is Jimmy Capps. The Nocturne we send as...
This is Bill Hope.
This is Warren Barfield with Kingdom Scott at the organ and a program of familiar carols.
Good morning, this is Phil Franklin.
Paul Harvey. Good day.
And this is J.C. Knowles with the North Carolina Collection on WPTF.
I'm Mike Blackman, WPTF News.
Good evening, I'm David Sherrill.
This is Robert Hager, WPTF News.
This is Bob Farrington.
Good morning, everybody. Charlie Gaddy here with Ask Your Neighbor.
Mario Dale here.
Fess Parker, our guest this morning here at News Talk 680.
Well, Jack Boston, that was a great introduction.
Everyone, great to have you with us. This is North Carolina's Morning News. I'm Brian Freeman on WPTF.
Hello, I'm your friend Bart Rittner.
Good afternoon. Welcome back to the Bob Butler Show, and this is Ned Champion reporting.
And here is Carl Venters. WPTF is the voice that shares with its neighbors what it's like to be living the life of Raw.
This is Donna Mason on 680 WPTF.
And I'm Dick Stork in the WPTF Record Vault. Good morning to you.
Tom Kearney here.
Johnny Hood on the Southern Farm Network.
Well, howdy, everybody. I'm Hef Hansen.
I'm Marlon Bowling reporting.
This is Charles Osgood wishing Mike Raley and Ann Clapp congratulations on the anniversary of WPTF's Weekend Gardener program.
I'm Mike Raley, the Weekend Gardener. Welcome in, everybody.
I'm Ann Clapp.
And this is a Tar Heel Gardener saying, keep them growing.
We're back on WPTF. Phil, so did you say you were hungry? Yeah, I'm kind of hungry. But I got a couple of really, well, it's raining a little bit, and I'm glad it's raining because... You are not in the rain, are you? Right this minute I am, but it's really nice because the pansies and that sort of thing really need some water if people haven't watered their pansies well. Because with this cold coming, they'll freeze dry. With the cold that's coming. So I'm thankful for the rain anyway. The other thing is some exciting news. Dan sent me pictures yesterday afternoon, and they have flattened the greenhouse, but the flower house over at the fairground. Wow. So if anybody's interested, you might want to ride by and take a look. There's going to be a brand new flower house and all the construction that'll be starting soon, and it'll be really fun to watch that happen. Absolutely. I know Dan is happy. I'm sure old Irv and all the people who have dealt with that, Tony Avent. It's been out there a long time. It's great to have the support of the state and the fairground area right here in the capital city and
absolutely.
Have all the flowers and that sort of thing, especially at the fair. But he said they really didn't tear up as much of the landscape as he thought they might. So he was happy about that, too. Yeah.
So excellent.
Good news. Go by the fairground. Yes, ma'am. And
all
you
right.
Go get yourself something to eat. I'm going to try to do that.
I am so sorry. I didn't mean for you to hang on and do this. You can punish me later somehow.
No. So here's the deal. I will see you next week, I guess. And then just February 1, we'll be at the nursery and have a big party.
We'll be in the...
See you, Nelson.
We'll be in there at a greenhouse, right?
Yes, the big greenhouse with the wood front on it.
All right.
There will be no doubt where we are.
All right.
When you drive in the driveway, there will be no doubt where we are.
Yes, ma'am.
I can guarantee you that.
All right. Well, God love you. We all love you.
Y'all take care. We love you. All of us. Carlton, the doorman, and David are waiting for you.
All right. Give Carlton and the mayor our best.
All right.
Bye-bye.
I feel.
Kept a woman from eating.
Goodness
that
gracious.
Was not very nice of me. Chrissy Anderson is with us, National Weather Service meteorologist in Raleigh. Chrissy, I hope you're well this morning.
Thank you for having me on this morning.
Yes, ma'am. Are you a gardener?
I am not a gardener. I am in Raleigh.
Yeah, okay. No, I mean, are you a gardening? This is a gardening show.
Oh, I am so sorry.
That's all right. I know you're not in Garner.
I'm so sorry. I do garden a little bit. Yes, I do have some nice flowers. My favorite are sunflowers, though.
Oh, good for you. So you always enjoy Dick's Park when they have the sunflowers
and the
display.
Daffodils, yes.
And the daffodil.
That's awesome.
Yeah, we were just talking about Gloucester, Virginia, and Brent and Becky's, that it's a bulb farm, and it's huge, and it's up in Virginia, northeast of Richmond. And that's where a lot of our bulbs come from down here.
Oh, I'll have to check it out.
Yeah, if you're ever up in that area. And you can order from there, too. So we have some very cold weather, which is kind of unusual. And last year, it seems like in mid-January, we had some very cold weather for a couple of days. But this is going to last a little bit longer, I think.
Yeah, so we have an active weather pattern coming up with multiple rounds of rain, maybe some snow, and then another rain going on through the next 7 days. And then we have very, very cold weather, as you said, happening early next week, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, lasting multiple days in a row. We might see 32 degrees or below for plus 70 hours through those time periods. So, you know, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday's highs are expected to be around freezing as a high, and then lows are going to be in the teens, so maybe anywhere from 15 to 18 degrees as lows. And then that's not even the part that I want to talk about. I'm talking about the wind chills also. Wind chills can be in the single digits Tuesday night, Wednesday morning. So, you know, if you have families that wake up early, you know, take your dogs out or your pets out, and it's gonna be cold at the bus stop, so I'm definitely will need to bundle up if you're gonna be outside Tuesday night or Wednesday morning.
Now I keep hearing about a low pressure system that may form I guess out in the Atlantic, and how will that affect North Carolina?
Yeah, so with the low pressure moving off, developing off the coast of Florida, Georgia, and moving up the coast of the Carolinas, it really depends how close that low pressure system develops. You know, the further close it gets versus the further south it gets, that'll all depend on how much rain we get and or how much snow we get. But for this first system that we have today and tonight and tomorrow, we're going to have some light rain around the triangle south, and then everywhere across central North Carolina Sunday. For now, no snow is expected, especially in the Raleigh area, no snow for Sunday. But then things dry out Monday as a very cold Arctic high pressure moves in across the area, and those are when we're going to see those really, really cold temperatures begin and continue. And so with another low pressure developing across the area, across the coast, we might see another chance for some precipitation Tuesday afternoon and evening. And if that cold air is still sticking around Tuesday, we might see some snow. So right now we're forecasting some, you know, some snow Tuesday afternoon and evening, more likely triangle southeast along that area, but it really also depends on that low track system. So for right now, maybe rain for today and tomorrow, dry Monday, possible snow on, you know, Tuesday afternoon and evening, and then gone by Wednesday morning. And that cold air should still be in place, you know, Wednesday. And then we warm up a tad on Thursday, Friday, just enough for another system to move in. But for right now, we it might be just warm enough where it will be maybe a snow-rain mix for Friday. But models are, you know, we're trying to do one storm at a time. So so it's multiple storms through the seven-day forecast. But right now, we're just trying to focus on today and tomorrow with the rain and the fog. And then the cold Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday with some possible snow on Tuesday afternoon and evening.
Well, how things have turned around. We've had so many winters without snow here lately that we're getting some frozen precipitation for a change.
Yes, I'm a snow lover, so I'm kind of rooting for the snow. I know a lot of people might be like, no, no snow. But we haven't had snow for, you know, it was a couple years. So now we're kind of getting out of that snow drought. We had a little bit in the new year, just after the new year, and now we're getting into that pattern. So January and February are very cold winter months. And so if we have that cold air in place, all we need is that moisture to be here with the cold air. And that's how we get that snow. So,
Chrissy, thank you so much for taking some time to talk to us this morning and bringing us up to date on that. We love the folks at the National Weather Service.
Anytime for you guys. Have a great day.
Thank you, Chrissy. Bye-bye. Chrissy Anderson, a meteorologist at the National Weather Service with us here on WPTF as we try to keep you updated on the weather as we have for over 100 years here on WPTF. And as I have for 50 years. Sort of. It was a while before they'd let me on the air here. First thing I did was, first time I was on the air at WPTF was on Saturday afternoon. I wish I had the date. I was running the controls for the Metropolitan Opera, Texaco Metropolitan
Opera. What month was it in?
It probably, I don't know. I'm whatever the season, I guess we ran that about every week.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. I don't remember when I was working. I've worked so many different hours over the years. But I did the ID, the WPTF ID, and that was live, always live back then. And so that was my big chance.
Your big debut.
Yeah, boy. I was nervous. Paul, thank you. My goodness, you've waited a long time. We'll be back after this and talk to you in Wendell. You saying the show is slow?
No, sir.
You know, that's all on me. That's all on me. It's all my fault.
No, it's been enjoyable
when you say
today.
Things like that. Paul is in Wendell. Hey, Paul. Thank you so much for waiting so long, my friend.
Aloha.
Oh, are you back in Hawaii?
No, I should be, though.
You worked, tell us what you did last year for one of the golf tournaments.
Yeah, it's the tournament that's going on right now, the Mitsubishi Electric. It's the over 50 golfers.
Yeah.
You know, Fred Couples and...
Yeah, yeah, the seniors tour.
Yeah, it's great. And my guy, Jerry Kelly, won the SAS Championship this year, and I was watching him this morning from yesterday's round. He's playing okay. He's a couple shots out of the lead. But
wow.
It's funny to look at the golf course on TV, and you just know every camera angle. You go, oh, yeah, I remember that hole. Oh, yeah, I was okay.
Which island and which golf course?
Oh, it's on the Big Island, and it's at Hua Lai Lai. It's a big resort down by the ocean.
Yeah. But so it's well away from Kilauea.
Oh yeah, okay. It's way down by the beach.
Yeah, have you been up there?
Oh yeah,
to that observation place and
I did not. I got as far as you could drive up. I think it was a little too cold.
Yeah, it's several thousand feet up, and it's very.
I think it's what, I've been up to about 6,000 feet, and you bring a jacket when you go up there.
Oh my gosh, yeah, yeah, you really do. I mean, there's snow up there sometimes. We were in Hawaii with the Weekend Gardener tour in 2016.
Yeah,
it was late January, early February, and it was pretty chilly up there.
Yeah. Yeah, well, given that you just did that whole weather analysis, I'm really glad that I didn't go over this year because I live in an old farmhouse, and things can break, and I would hate it if my wife had to deal with that while I was...
Yeah, like the pipes. Are you talking about the pipes?
Yeah, I think I prepared everything pretty good, but... Man, it gets down to 10. You never know.
Knock on wood.
That's true. Always, no matter what type of house you live in, you always kind of open up the cabinets in the kitchen, under the sink, and let little tiny bit of water come out overnight.
Yeah.
Just kind of leave it there, just dripping is always a good idea. And disconnect the hoses. Some cases you have to cover up the receptacles and all of that.
I've got all my outdoor water shut off completely. Everything is buried. So,
yeah.
And in any event, it's always good to hear you guys. I love hearing that montage of all the people that have been on PTF. That's just such a delight every week.
Yeah, I think about it often. Is there anyone of all those great people that I have left out? And our archives are kind of scattered out now, and I don't know where everything is. And when I first put this together for a show on the history of WPTF back in the 80s, it was the 65th anniversary. We did a show every Sunday, and it had dealt with a different aspect. And some of those guys were around then, and we had them as guests, but most are gone now. And you know, Charlie Gaddy's still here in his 90s, and let's see, not many.
Tom Campbell,
certainly vibrant. Vibrant, he's doing very well.
Mike Raley.
Well, I'm not one of the old legends.
JC, he's
yeah. JC worked here. Yeah. JC's on. He's in his 90s. JC was had a Sunday night show, a history show, and he was also a popular guest of the late Bart Rittner. I think he was JC was the most popular guest. Bart rarely had guests on his show, but I think Joe Graydon, who had just come out with the People's Pharmacy, was a guest, a very popular guest, and JC. They were the top ones by far. Well, Paul, thank you very much, and Happy New Year, since I haven't talked to you, I don't think, since the New Year hit.
Nope. Yeah, Happy New Year to everybody, and stay warm in the next couple of days.
All right, buddy.
Thank you, Paul.
We'll talk to Rob coming up here in WPTF. Hibiscus is what he wants to talk about. Here on the Weekend Gardener. We're back on WPTF for the Weekend Gardener. It's 10:33. We want to say happy birthday to Nelson's mom,
Miss Barbara. Her 88th birthday is Monday. So happy birthday, Mom, if you're listening.
And she likes raising chickens and for the eggs.
She does. She likes.
She talks to the chickens.
She does. They're her ladies.
Right.
Yeah. She calls. Well, let's sing happy birthday.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Barbara. Happy birthday to you.
And many more.
And hello to Erica Gallion this morning.
Yes, oh, yeah. She's listening.
Harnett County. All those good people in Harnett County. Representative Penny and all those folks.
Yeah,
J.E. Wumble and son.
Yeah. Mr.
She
Wumble.
Runs the student legislature program,
right,
where they come down and pretend to be legislators, and I think do an excellent job. I quipped the other day, they sometimes do a better job than the real legislators.
Is she advisor to the Chitlin Club?
She's allowed to talk about it. Her father, Moses,
is a member. Right.
And
he is a Chitlin expert.
Well, he's going to be called upon, as you know, we normally call upon Moses Galyon to talk about the proper way to fix Chitlins.
So he is a connoisseur.
Yes, he certainly is.
Yeah.
He sent me pictures before of prepared.
Anybody named Moses?
Yeah.
Yeah. Those Harnett County people, they got it all going on down there. Our good friend,
Representative Howard Penny, is a great gardener man.
An agronomist, no less.
Yeah,
so
farmer,
been a lifetime doing that.
Smart people.
He had a little appreciation dinner for a couple of us the other night, handful of people. I was very honored to be there.
And how nice.
He had Cheryl there. And
Cheryl?
Erica.
Hey, Cheryl.
Cheryl. Love me.
Cheryl's got a birthday coming up soon.
Girl.
Well, Cheryl has a
she's
going to
be 35.
It said something like 35.
Yeah. Well, she looks like she's 35.
I think she's getting close to be able to take Social Security, maybe?
Nah. Don't say that. No, she's no redhead.
I better not say that.
You're just funning.
No way.
You're just funning. She's 35.
There you go.
That's right.
Okay, Phil is eating tenderloin and eggs.
Yum. Wonder where she's
after we let her go.
Where is she eating? Crafts or?
She's at that place around the corner.
Berries.
Maybe she's at Berries.
I might suggest Pam's.
Pam's would be good. Heck yeah.
Pam's
or the farmer's market tenderloins are good too.
Yeah, three places. But Barry's is real close. I mean, she could walk to Barry's.
Exactly.
As hungry as she was, she's probably at Barry's.
Yeah.
So if y'all want her autograph, you have to go to Barry's Cafe.
True that.
It's right off of Camel Road there and Tryon Road. But yeah, tenderloin. You like tenderloin, Rufus?
That's my favorite thing when we go to the
Tenderloin
market,
biscuit, and that's
they bring me the tenderloin biscuit.
Yep.
The commissioner Graham,
he liked his with tomato and mayonnaise
and some onion
and some onion,
a big slice of onion on it.
Yeah.
Hey, Rob, you like tenderloin and tenderloin with biscuit and onion and tomato?
I like it with fresh shell butter beans and fresh sweet corn.
Oh, now we're talking. We're talking middle of July.
Whew. Oh, Lord.
My dad used to cook that at the office all the time, and I love that. It was wonderful.
Oh, wow.
Oh, by the way, I just got a text here from Miss Cheryl.
Cheryl.
She says, I hear you.
Is she?
Well, call us, Miss Cheryl.
Is she quitting?
Well, I don't know that.
You had her a lot older than she really is.
Well, I might have defamed her.
Well, I think you did. I mean, you had her a lot older than she really is.
If I were her,
I wouldn't appreciate that.
That may.
And she control. I mean, she secretaries, administrative assistants, no matter what they are the most powerful people in the office setting.
She's amazing.
So yes, they do.
You better. You better watch out. She is your right hand.
Whew.
So let's just back off.
Well, go ahead and call us, Cheryl, and set the record straight.
Well, we know that you're wrong about that. So, Rob, hibiscus. So we were talking. Nelson was saying off the air, we just can't have too many hibiscus.
Well, I have a question about hibiscus that will test your hibiscus knowledge.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, so this is a hibiscus plant that when you when it first blooms, it's white, and the next day it's pink.
Sounds like a Confederate rose that blooms late in the fall.
No.
Is it one of the butylons, the flowering maple hibiscus?
It is. It's something that you harvest in the late winter.
Harvest?
Yeah. Hang on. I mean, I'm very familiar with white to pink, but
I'll say it again. The when it blooms, the first day of the bloom, it's white, and by the time it gets pollinated, the next day it turns pink.
I have one that I'm calling Born White, and then it has develops red streaks in it. That's not the same thing you're talking about, though.
Well, it could be red streaks, but what I've seen, they just turn pink. Mm-hmm. There is a clue, and that would be, corn. With corn, every kernel has a silk.
Mm-hmm.
And this plant is analogous to that.
Let's see.
I don't know. It sounds like hibiscus abutilon or is it one of the tea-like, not tea, but what is it?
Well, there are tea hibiscus.
You're probably wearing it.
Huh.
Cotton?
All right, this is a joke.
It's cotton.
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 Fair to Midland.
That's a hibiscus?
All right. Yeah. It's in the hibiscus
family. Oh, my
family.
Goodness.
Yeah.
How about
that?
Oh,
wow.
Yeah.
Dadgum, Rob.
Well,
that's good. That's good.
Well, thank you very much.
Go have a tenderloin biscuit today.
Well, thank you very much. I'll pick it up as soon as I...
That's wonderful. So, cotton.
Well, we learned something new today.
We sure did. We learned another hibiscus. Big word, and Rob taught us something, too.
I enjoy you guys. I really do, and I appreciate you. I do.
Thank you so much, Rob. Right. We appreciate you, buddy. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Cheryl will be on with us next.
Oh, goody.
On the Weekend great. Gardener.
Oh, yeah. Goody.
Ten 45, Mike Raley here, along with Rufus Edmonston and Ms. Nelsa. And Cheryl is Rufus's right hand and the person who...
And half his left.
Who, yeah. Yeah, who runs everything is with us. And I think Rufus owes you an apology, Cheryl. I mean, we did.
I appreciate you thinking that, Mike.
Yeah. So... what do you have on your mind here, Cheryl? Castigation or?
All right, let's go easy here. I said it, perhaps she is getting close to obtaining Social Security.
35 is not well, close.
Listen, I'm gonna tell you something. I'm honestly at the point where I don't care anymore. I'm a proud.
That's my girl.
Right.
Well, you don't look anywhere near that. I'm very honest here.
Was I'm a happy card carrying. What do you call it? Oh, Medicare card woman now.
Oh
gosh.
Ooh.
Well, that's hard to believe, Cheryl.
Well, you're sweet.
No, I'm being honest.
But I don't like saying it, but I feel like if I just come out on the radio in front of everybody.
Well, I was just this is not the weekend confessor here. You didn't have to do that.
It's out now.
Yeah.
I know it is. It's out now.
Now they're gonna run out of Social Security.
You just gotta watch for those cracks in the sidewalk.
That's right now.
Do I hear Big John in the background?
Yeah, guess where we are? We're sitting here in the parking lot of Dorch's.
Oh my gracious
goodness.
Give me some old people sausage.
Old people sausage.
Yeah, that hanging sausage.
I never heard that was old people.
That's what
sausage.
They call it up in Benson. I don't know about Dorch's, but I do like, love that place, Red and White. Yes.
Melissa and I go there when it's during Christmas time because they have all the candy and stuff there.
We've not been inside yet, but I've never been here in my life.
Oh, sure.
You're in for a treat. Yeah. It's so cool.
Big John should have taken you during Christmas. They have a train running.
And is that little diner like down one door down from it open?
I don't know anything about that.
Yeah, a diner there.
Breakfast place.
Yeah.
Well,
oh my gosh.
Say hey to John.
Hey John.
Hey John.
Big John.
Hey John. All right, we're doing all right. Don't eat the sausage raw.
Hey, you want me to grab you some link while I'm
in? Nah, that's all right. I got some. We've been recently. I got some. I appreciate that though.
All right.
Well, I appreciate the thought.
Yes, sir. Tell Mr. Secretary we say hello.
Well, Mr. Secretary, there. You can hear.
Hello, BJ.
Top of the morning, sunshine.
Yeah, right. Man. No sausage for me.
I'm Miss Nelson.
So is it raining in Rocky Mount?
No.
No, not raining there.
We had a few sprinkles.
Oh, okay. Well, it looks like
that's
a little rain out there somewhere.
Right,
so y'all drive carefully, and y'all be nice to each other.
And happy early birthday.
Yeah, happy early birthday. Do you want us to sing happy birthday to you, Cheryl?
No.
Let's do it right now.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Cheryl.
Somebody's off key.
Happy birthday to you.
I think you were off key, Rufus.
I was.
I was off key.
Thank y'all. Y'all made my morning.
All right. Well.
Bye, girl.
Have a nice day, y'all.
You too. You all take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
See
you Sunday morning.
It's a weekend.
Monday morning. Oh, my God.
It's a weekend confessor.
Rufus, you still cooking Sunday morning breakfast?
Not as much as I used to, but I've still got it.
I can do that
omelet.
Well, I know that.
Do you make any tenderloin ever?
I only do that when I go to the farmer's market.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have too much, as Linda calls it, dead meat around the house.
Well, that's true, since she's... Is she a vegetarian, or...?
Has been for over 25 years.
Yeah. Well, vegetarians eat a little meat every once in a while.
Prepared the Christmas luncheon this time, got the whole half a ham, and gave away so much ham to everybody.
I bet.
If you order a ham from Honey Cured, you got to get at least a half a ham.
Right. That's a lot of ham. Well, you can freeze some, too.
And we had three vegetarians, and three of us that weren't, so I froze some and just gave ham away.
Well, I'd be ham fat.
It's one.
What are you, you have planted 50 bulbs. How many have you decided how many of them the squirrel dug up?
At least, I counted around 28.
What?
And that's about as much buckshot. No. No.
Let's not go down that road.
I take it back. So I'm going to get on my little kneeler aid today, the thing with the little sides on it, and get down and tuck them back in.
Is that motorized?
No.
It's an idea.
But it's helpful to get up when you get to be older.
They got like a little bulb plunger, auger, that you wouldn't have to get on your kneeler. You just...
Yeah.
The holes are already dug.
They just dug them out of the holes.
I thought you had got an auger, one of those electric augers.
Then you could even take a sharpshooter shovel and just swirl your soil and then push that bulb back down in there and then take the back side of the shovel.
What are your favorite shovels?
No reason to get down and pray on your knees.
Do y'all like the really long, small shovels?
I like the sharpshooter shovel.
Sharpshooter. Is that a trade name?
It's a spade.
Yeah.
So it's a long, like 18-inch, 20-inch blade.
It's
maybe 4 inches across, and the handle comes to my waist. So ergonomically, it really works well. I really love it.
And I think that's probably really good for most people who want to plant a shrub or a tree
or
whatever.
I love it. And you can really, get into the soil and break it up. You can get deeper than you can just a regular shovel.
Right.
So, love it.
We got this auger with it electrified.
I've got the I've got the bulb augers you can put on the end of your drill, your cordless drill.
Right, I haven't tried that yet.
Yeah.
All right. We were talking about off the air about the old weekend mechanic program and how smart all of those folks are. And, particularly Dean Bailey, who owns King's Auto Service. And if you want to go to have your car serviced, well, I could certainly recommend King's Auto. They are in downtown Raleigh. They've been there since 1946. And Dean is always, like Don Griffin and all the guys who were on the show way back, Bill Waters, who started the show with us, that deal about getting a car service, preventative, is the way to go, no matter what kind of malady your car might be in line for. Everybody wants to have a good car, a reliable car, but to keep it in good shape, you need to go to King's Auto Service, get the oil changed, get the brakes checked, get a lot of things checked on it, and they do all of that. And that will help keep you, follow their service regimen. If you have manufacturers, they'll follow that too. Independent Garage Owners Association, they are fantastic people at King's Auto Service. If you have a hybrid vehicle, they have certified hybrid technicians at King's who can diagnose. They have a lot of options for that high voltage battery pack. They can check that. They can check the 12 volt battery in your car. Which you should do every once in a while just to make sure. But if the big battery on your car goes out on that hybrid, they have some way of getting you a replacement that the dealer might charge you a little more for, and King's won't. So go to King's Auto Service, easy to find. Call them on Monday, and they're at 1039 North West Street in downtown Raleigh, kingautomotive.net. King's Automotive Service, Raleigh's most reliable auto care since the 1940s, 1 year after the Tar Heel Gardener started. So they're 79 years old. How about that? All right, more coming up. Not much, but a little bit here on the Weekend Gardener. All right, we're back.
We're turning the earth over.
That's right, as we should do as members of the gardening community here. But we got a couple of minutes.
Yeah, I wanted to ask Nelson about a cherry laurel. I got the thing, I can't remember when, about 15 years ago. It was around 4 feet tall, and now it's over 25. What am I to expect from it? And it produces berries. I don't see any blooms. What is a cherry laurel?
Well, the blooms are there. They're little bitty white flowers that, I guess, a little bit inconspicuous. I mean, you should see them, but I guess, the narrow window is maybe a week or two, and maybe you're just not seeing them. Because if you're getting the blackberries, you're getting the flowers.
Right. You're getting the blackberries, yes.
It's just, it's also somewhat of an indigenous. It's called Prunus caroliniana, a native. Yours is probably a cultivar, so it probably doesn't have as much problem with the pathogens with fungus.
No, not ever.
Yeah, but, I mean, hey, it's a staple. It's a
How big is it going to get?
About 25 feet.
Okay.
Yeah, you're just planting a cherry laurel?
No. I'm saying it's about 15 years old and over
20 feet.
It's at least 20.
Yeah, between 20 and 30. I mean, enjoy it. But yeah. I'm surprised because there's a little fragrance to it. But look up. There'll be some flowers on it. Trust me.
All right.
And the birds love those little black.
They do. Yeah. Do they get drunk on those like they do some plants?
If they ferment, maybe. Yeah.
You need to check that out, Rufus. If you've got any fermented berries out there.
Those robins eat that, that berry on that horrible thing that sticks you so bad.
Oh, the pyracantha.
Pyracantha.
I saw a pretty one near Pittsburgh yesterday. Yeah. That's a pretty plant, but you don't want to run into it.
Balls get big and just get fat and fall off. That was the funniest thing I've ever looked at.
Is that a robin?
Yeah.
Yeah.